Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the planet, the listener of the show, McWeave Satellite, coming to you. Round of all via the internet, coast to coast via satellite on the USA Radio Network.
You have practiced that every show for 15, 20 years. And
sorry?
Tonight you can't remember the right line?
Well, we were a bit under stress for the last 15 minutes, so give me a break.
Well, it
does he have mics? Does he have mics? Can you hear him? Can you not hear him?
Yeah.
Is the place in disarray? Does it look the same?
Sure.
I don't know.
Stress test.
Stress test. Yeah, failed the stress test. Yeah, however, okay. Everything is working except the host, so that's better than nothing.
Well, yeah.
Beats the hell out of dead air, kids. That's all we can tell you. So anyway, Mick Williams with you. Video Bob on the other side there. And after a hiatus, we're going to be going through some stuff here to go. And unlike some people out there, we are actually working Memorial Day weekend. Shocking, I know.
Yeah. So let's see. I've got a water heater in my house. And the water heater, it's got this electronic stuff on there. I can hook it up, see all the stuff on the water heater via Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
Water heater works, but now the Wi-Fi electronic stuff is zapped.
That blows.
Oh, I'm telling you. You know, you get all this cool stuff.
And you paid extra for the hot water heater to have that privilege.
Well, you know, yeah, you're right.
And now you're stuck with the water heater that doesn't give you the full privilege.
Water heaters are these cool things. Well, I mean, they're just water heater. They're these dependable things that always sit there. They last 10 years, and all of a sudden, then they flood out your wherever they're at. You know, they've got a problem. They'll just, you know, all of a sudden
stop working.
But it's like, I don't expect this water heater of ours went out, about a few months ago, 6 months ago. And so we got a new one. I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to get one, let's get one that has the cool electronic stuff on there, right? So got it, went and picked it up, had them install it.
I'm just going to ask you a question.
Huh.
What's your brand?
Rheem.
Okay.
Yeah.
A good brand.
So, and I got the good one. It's just all of a sudden it started to decide to turn itself off. The electronic portion, it's at first it stayed cold, and then since then it still comes back and says, I've got a problem. It seems to keep the water warm for now. So I don't know. Just started happening the last few days.
Well, we had storms in the area. Did you maybe get zapped by lightning? Have a surge?
Turned it all off. Called them up. Turned it all off. Reset the thing. Of which you they've got this crazy, you know, just way of doing it. You've got to turn the knob, turn on, off, on, off, on, off, like 7 times. They tell you, and I'm like, okay. And
it wakes up and goes, oh, that must be a reset. Bleep.
So I did, and it reset it. Did everything it's supposed to do, you know, and fired back up. So I'm good, but man, it's just these things. You want to go ahead and make sure that you're cutting edge. Well, it's not even cutting edge. I just want to be able to watch and see exactly what the water heater is, if there's an issue that I can use it on and off.
Yeah, at least you would get a flag ahead instead of, you know, you want to be proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah, and it's the electronics parts that's giving me a problem.
Wow.
The normal water heater part has been fine.
Well, I'm sure they've come a long way. Let me tell you, the reason I asked what your brand was, I have a Whirlpool, and I had the exact same problem. One went out, and of course, you're scrambling because you need one. You don't. It's like when you have somebody die. You're scrambling because you got to get them buried. And it's the same way with the water heater. Unless you have said to yourself, I'm thinking about changing the water heater up to something more competent, and it goes and busts the seams or whatever. It's like going to a funeral home. I got to get this thing tonight. I can't wait 2 days. You know? And I had one of the first ones that had a computer. It's got a blue box on it with 6 little knobs and numbers on it. And depending on how you click them a certain way, it tells it what to do. The guy installed it. He clicked it a certain way, looked at it, said, oh, yeah, that's beautiful. That's perfect. And nobody's touched it since. Mm. I couldn't even begin. Well, I could probably look up the model number and see it on the web and find a thing to tell you. Now, my dad had a Whirlpool put in a couple years ago, and you can walk up to it, and it's got an LCD display in it.
Right.
Tells you everything about it. But I haven't seen any that have been Wi-Fi, so you're the first I know of.
Yeah, well, like I said, got it just because I thought it would keep me more in tune with this stuff, but now I'm, like, questioning that decision. But I will say I did call up Rheem. They very nice. They are sending somebody out now. It's Memorial Day weekend, so of course no.
Well, here's the bottom line.
Not getting anything until Tuesday is when it's starting.
Have you got hot water?
I seem to, yes. Now, I'm saying that the other day, you know, when this first started, that what clued us in was there was no hot water. It was very cold.
Just cold.
Yeah.
But you're like at a temperate, usable hot water. It's not cold where it's going to freeze you out, but it's not scalding where you're going
to
kill somebody.
After I did the reset that they asked me to do, it's hot.
It's enough to get you past Memorial Day.
But now I've got a question because I go back in there and look, and they're telling me that if it does, you know, this set of flashing deals, it's got a problem. If it does this set, it's okay. Well, it's doing the flashing set that's got a problem. So I'm like, okay, well. But I'm not happy with the application that I've got on my phone either, because it really doesn't tell me, you know, here's the temperature that it is right now. Here's what we're, you know, and doesn't give me the code that says this is what you're having. Well, it said something about the POV.
It sounds like your hot water heater has qualified for the LBE.
LBE?
Logic board endectomy. Which means you're going to go in and go, it's a logic board.
Hey, might happen. might have to unplug that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Wi-Fi on appliances, to me, is a crapshoot. I almost bought, and that's something I want to talk to you tonight. If you have a Samsung fridge and you're having problems with ice makers, I've got a link for you from Fox 4 here in Dallas that's going to tell you how to get your problems solved, and it's also going to be on our fan page.
Hey, I've had problems with water, with ice makers before.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a really bad problem. We're going to talk about it later tonight. But when I bought that, I had a chance to bump up for like a couple hundred, $500 more and have Wi-Fi. And it has a little tiny antenna up on the top and near one of the hinges, and you have an app and you actually talk to the fridge, and the fridge would tell you how things are doing.
Right.
And I said, you know, I really don't need that. I can look in my fridge and I can tell what it's doing.
Yeah.
Now I kind of wish I had, because it would have alerted me to the ice maker a little sooner. But sometimes I wonder, is it really worth it? Remember, they had the fridges, I think they're out now, but there was a big thing at CES and stuff where you would put your groceries in, and there was a scanner in the fridge that you would put the UPC code to. Mm-hmm. So the fridge kept track of everything that you bought, and then when it knew it was out, it was supposed to go out and make a grocery order through Peapod at the time.
I remember that.
And all your groceries get delivered and replenished. And supposedly they now do that with Amazon and a couple others. But it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, you spend the extra money for it. How much do you use it? And in your case, you got the Wi-Fi and everything thinking, hey, I'm going to be on top of things. And it didn't turn out that way.
Right. Yeah. But hey, it's not bad. You know, I've had this, you know, and unfortunately, Samsung dryer went out this week too. But, you know,
amazing.
But what's wonderful is it was a belt, is all it was.
Yeah.
And
dryers are easy to fix most of the time, unless it's a heating element.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I mean, I've told everybody this before. My go to now is if anything breaks, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there and say, okay, this is what's happening. You know, something's wrong with the dryer. Won't spin. That's all I knew. I was thinking it was something else. I was thinking something electronic.
That was the thing I had with my hair, with my ice maker, because I went to YouTube to see what was it. Turned out there was other people, and this guy is out there with a butter knife and a towel and a hair dryer. Says, this is how you defrost it and make it work.
Uh-huh.
And then you should have no problems whatsoever. 2 weeks later, no ice. Start problem all over again.
Right, yeah. No, but my son, this time I got my son to fix it. He was like, hey, you know, son, you know, you're home from college. What do you have to do right now? Oh, how about fixing the dryer?
And is it like playing Xbox?
Well, hey.
Is it like a game?
Yeah. You know what? He's doing electronic engineering at UT. So yeah,
good.
This is his Xbox.
There you go. Now it's your turn to figure out mechanical engineering.
Yeah. So getting all this stuff fixed, it's a good way to go. Get the kids involved. And I'll tell you this, you know, get them started early looking at this stuff. You know, why not? Because again, the video I was watching on this to get into the dryer, it showed step by step everything. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. You know, so each thing that you fix in there can't be beat if you just go watch it on video.
Yeah, and I've learned even before YouTube, I'm getting at an age now where I'm going to have to do things on my own.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I'm learning right now is toiletry.
Ah.
And you know the rod, when you flush the toilet, you got the handle.
We're going there.
And there's a rod that comes in,
uh-huh,
goes to a chain, pulls the flapper up and everything. Well, they've gotten cheap. They used to be metallic rods.
Right.
Now they're plastic. And so now I'm having to learn how to replace that rod and put everything together. Otherwise, you'd have to take the top off and manually flush the toilet.
I've had my share of that, too. You know, I fixed the stuff around the house.
I never had that problem.
Really?
Somebody else did it.
No, I just have a problem, you know, doing, you know, spending $200 to $300 for a fix it on something. I just can't do it. So at least I'm going to research it myself, go and look and see if there's something I can do to get this thing fixed.
Well, I'm actually going to sometime this week perform my very first toilendectomy.
Ah, so you're going to take the whole toilet out or just that one?
Just that rod.
Ah,
no. Oh no, I'm no hiring problem. Somebody. If I can replace the toilet, I'm hiring somebody.
Right. Again, get over on YouTube, watch two or three different videos, and don't take the first one. I mean, watch two or three. There's a lot of these videos.
Because everybody's got a way they do it, and then they talk about the wax ring and stuff like that.
Sure, and the more you watch, you know, if you watch several of them, you know, one of them will have a trick, and you're going, oh, I'm doing it that way. Oh, I'm doing it that way. And there's
just like when you're working with electronics, like with phones and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'll see five or six different ways that people do stuff. And it saved my life when I was at the Walmart stockholders meeting a couple of years ago. My phone died, wouldn't come back on. Now I'm watching some 14-year-old kid on a YouTube video say, press this, voila.
Yeah.
I turned it back on and the phone came back. Like from a 14-year-old kid.
No, I'll tell you everything else. I think that's it for my products that are going bad right now. Let's see.
So do you have a home warranty? Like when your products go bad, they come out and fix it?
Yeah, I don't do that. Nope.
Okay. I inherited one, so that's the only reason I've kept mine.
Ah. Well, you know, it makes sense. If you can get it out there, get people out there at a reasonable price, go for it. And, you know, everyone out there that, you know, not knocking anyone else
back,
does it their
way. Back in that time when people were selling stuff, a lot of things they would say, well, you know, if you get a home warranty for it, it makes it easier to sell. Because, you know, they'll transfer the warranty over to them,
mm-hmm,
and then they'll have protection on it, and then they can choose or not whether they want to.
Hey, it's funny. When it comes to the rest of the stuff, too, I mean, don't get me wrong. If I get someone out there, they deserve to be paid and get whatever they're asking for, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'll pay, you know, I'm... I am cheap. So, but not when it comes to
I used to, when it came to electronics, I used to do all my own repairs. You know, I could repair a television, I could repair a radio, I could repair just about any component.
Yeah.
But nowadays things are just so complex. I understand now why we throw them to the curb and go buy another one. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some more tech stuff, and later on I'll tell you about how you can make sure that your Samsung ice maker gets taken care of, because it's all over the web, believe it or not. We'll be right back. Going to Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, Facebook page, facebook.com/CyberlineNet, and of course the Tweety at Cyberline USA. Okay, so a couple of things I want to talk about, and I was trying to find this thing, Snapchat, I think it was. Just trying to pull it up here. Have you heard about the issue with Snapchat having a filter that allows you to see how fast you're going?
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like driving down the street fast?
Yeah.
They need to know the speed of the vehicle I'm in.
Well, this is where it gets rather strange. This filter, and basically it will show you on... what you're doing, and it'll show you how fast you're going. So it turns out kids have found out about this, and it's all the rage. And because of it, Snap Incorporated is going to have to face a lawsuit accusing it of causing a car accident, killed three teenagers by encouraging unsafe driving through a feature in there that allows to share photos and videos displaying their speed. So unanimous Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals panel on back on Tuesday, it looks like, they had ruled that the Santa Monica, California-based Snap was not immune under the Communications Decency Act, which is that, you know, Section 230 and everything that shields them from liability and stuff. And so it does not shield them from being held liable as publishers of information on the platforms. They also reversed a lower court's dismissal of the case, which is brought by two of the teenage parents. So it stems from a 2017 accident in Wisconsin that killed Jason Davis, who was driving the car, Hunter Morby, and Larden Brown. Car crashed into a tree after running off the road at 113 miles per hour, according to the opinion. Now, shortly before that crash, Brown opened the Snapchat app to document the car's speed using a so-called filter that superimposes the user's speed on a short photo or video known as Snap. In 2019, Morby's parents and Brown's parents sued Snap in the Central District of California, alleging that Snapchat was negligently designed because it encourages users to drive at unsafe speeds. They said the app gives users rewards for posting certain snaps without telling them which snaps will get rewards, and that many users believe posting a snap at over 100 miles per hour would earn an award. They cited a series of news articles about the phenomenon published before the accident. Now, here's the funny thing.
Uh-huh.
In order to do that, you've got to have something to telemetry the speed of the car, which, of course, an accelerometer will do that, which is in a lot of phones and some tablets and things. And so, supposedly, this happened, I believe, with an Apple phone. They had an iPhone when this happened. It could happen with an Android or anything else. But I think what they're looking at is banning the filter. But to ban the entire system, I think, would be stupid, because you can use that for other things as well. I mean, normal things, it's not going to get you killed.
No. I mean, it's, as far as the hardware is on the phone, so you're going to have the accelerometer and you're going to have the GPS system.
Right.
So both those things in there can give you a lot of information about what's going on, which direction you're going. GPS tells you a lot about your speed, your exactly where you are, your altitude.
I had a compass. It was like a digital compass. One of the first apps I ever got from one of my first Androids. And I'd be driving down the road and it'd tell me my speed. It would show me my direction, where I was, and also altitude.
Yeah.
And it was a free app. Uh-huh. And it was nice to be able to sit there and, you know, look over and see how fast you were going on the phone versus what was on the speedometer to kind of see, well, are somebody lying to me or not?
Right. And the accelerometer, it's going to do things like if you take your phone and you move it, take it from a stop to, you know, moving it up, moving it down, moving it sideways, let you know which direction it's going, which way it's pointed. If you're changing orientation of the phone, a lot of cool stuff there, too, to help the phone know your, you know, which way you're looking, things yep. like that. Yeah.
And we'll keep you abreast on what goes with the lawsuit after. Listen to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.